Welcome back, the Road to Detroit podcast. I have been so pumped to have our next guest on this program, and that is Ty Madden, University of Texas right-hander. You may have seen his work in the College World Series. He's now the Tigers' number 32 overall pick in 2023. Ty, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for doing this.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I'm pumped.
Congratulations. I mean, what a week for you. What has this been like? I mean, you knew that you were going to get drafted, but was it what you thought it was, or was it any different?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an emotional week and a lot of ups and downs, but yeah, I'm happy where I'm at and I'm glad to be here, and I'm pumped for this opportunity and ready to get after it.
Right after you got drafted, I heard you say that you really respected the way that the Tigers develop pitching. I'm sure guys like Casey Mize, Tarek Skubal, and others come to mind, but I'm sure you've been learning a lot about the Tigers the last few days. What else stands out?
Yeah, just that it's a really respectable organization, and I've tried to dive in as much as I could these last couple of days and ready to meet the guys. And just, yeah, the one thing that stood out to us is just how great they were with college pitching, and they're not scared to move guys up quickly, and that's very likable. And yeah, it's a great organization.
Talk to me about that. I mean, because everybody has expectations for themselves, and I want to kind of get into some of your goals for what was the college season here in just a little bit, but how fast do you hope to move once you get into the system?
I haven't really thought that much ahead, just taking things day by day, and that's kind of something I did at Texas as well. And it's kind of got me why I'm here today, and just do everything I can and put the effort in to improve myself. And hopefully that'll take care of it.
It's just crazy to think of how many years have gone into making yourself to what you are today. I mean, it's high school, because you were a known pitcher in high school too. And then you end up going to Texas. I know the Tigers were excited to get you at pick 32. Talk to me about the process of draft day. I heard you say a couple of things about, you know, I didn't think the Tigers were going to be able to get you at 32. So how close were you to going sooner than that?
Really don't know. It was a bunch of unknowns and some money stuff. And obviously they picked very early. And so I talked to them a little bit, but as it kind of the end of the first round started shaping out, we thought it was a great fit, and that's where we wanted to be.
I mean, you've seen Casey Mize. He was in the SEC. He was pitching at Auburn. You know about Tarek Skubal. Have you heard from anybody when it comes to the big league side? Have you heard from anybody? Because, I mean, you're on the map now.
Cody's obviously talked to me, and then I'm pretty good friends with Torkelson. He was my roommate in the Cape after my freshman year. And so me and Tork have stayed in touch over the last 2 years, and we've been texting back and forth.
What has Spencer Torkelson told you about the Tigers organization?
Oh, he was fired up. He was one of the first people to text me, and he's fired up to have me. And he said only but good things about the organization. And especially he said the pitchers, I talked to him about the pitchers. He said the pitchers love it and that it's a great fit for me.
How Spencer Torkelson is a roommate?
He's good. Of course, he was going to USA my freshman year. And so we only got about 2 weeks together, but he's a great dude, and I love hanging out with him.
And the best part is now you don't have to face him in a game anymore. If anything, you face him on the backfield. So you've got that going for you. I read that you worked out with Cody Clemens. We just had him on the show. Tell me about what your experiences have been like with Cody.
Yeah, obviously Cody left the year before I got to Texas, but he's from Houston and I'm from the Houston area, and we work out at the same place. And especially this after COVID and this winter, whenever everything started opening back up, we worked out together at Kip Wells facility down here. And we got close, and he's pumped to have me. And obviously we already had a relationship just because of Texas, but he's excited, and I'm excited to be with him.
Yeah. You talking about Kip Wells, the former major league pitcher, Kip Wells?
Yes. He's got a little place down here, and that's where we work out and throw at.
It's a big family down there in Texas. How many other big leaguers have you been able to run across? I mean, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of advice, pointers, and help that not many other guys can get.
Yeah, of course, being at Texas, I've talked to Roger a lot, and I've had some conversations with him. And being Cody's dad and stuff like that. And those are always helpful. And then obviously being at Texas with Tulo's been one of the best experiences I've ever had. And working with him and Houston Street as well was our volunteer last year. And they've really helped me out a huge amount.
Roger Clemens obviously built his game off of a power fastball and, of course, a wipeout breaking ball, which is kind of the book on you. I mean, that's what we've read about. That's what we've seen. And some people think you're a starter, and some people say put him at the back of a bullpen. The Tigers have had success doing that. Michael Fulmer's made a great transition. I'm guessing your preference is to start. But just out of curiosity, when's the last time you came out of the bullpen?
Beginning of my freshman year, I made some relief appearances. And then after that, I started starting on Sundays about halfway through my freshman year. So early 2019.
But to be clear, Ty Madden likes starting.
Yes, I'm a starting pitcher.
You have this big fastball, this wipeout slider. Somebody else who has similar pitches to you is Jackson Jobe. What do you know about Jackson?
Not much. I mean, everything I've heard about him is his stuff's unreal and he can really spin it. And I'm hoping, I don't know what their plan is with us, but we'll get to spend some time together and we can work with each other and feed off each other.
Yeah, I think Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green are kind of joined at the hip. So maybe this is Jackson Jobe and Ty Madden fast forward a year and a half from now. You guys have some things in common, though. One of them is that your slider is your wipeout pitch. So talk to me about the slider. Is it fair to say that not everyone throws it quite the same?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't even throw mine the same. It changes depending on the swings of the hitters and what I want to do in the count. I mean, that's a beautiful thing about a slider is that it's a hard breaking ball. So you can back off of it and make it more vertical, or you can throw it harder for me and it turns into like a really hard cutter.
So when you're reading swings, I mean, are you talking that you're changing your slider from start to start or from hitter to hitter?
Like hitter to hitter, different counts. Like if I want to land it for a strike or if I'm going for a big chase pitch, I can kind of control what I want to do with it. That's something that I've worked on a lot over the past 2 years, and I've gained a lot of feel with that.
We're talking with Ty Madden. So fastball, big fastball, slider. What's your third pitch?
Changeup, for sure. I didn't show it a whole lot in the beginning of the year, and then as the season progressed, I made a couple adjustments to it. It really started to take off, especially in the World Series. I started throwing in a lot more, and I thought my changeup really started to open up, and I got a lot of good swings and misses, and I'm ready to use that pitch more and kind of run off with that one.
Take me back to Texas. You were the Big 12 Pitcher of the Year. Some excellent games in the College World Series. First of all, what is that atmosphere like?
It was a blast. While we came up one game short, it was still awesome. Or a couple games short, but one game short of the finals.
A buddy of mine had actually texted me the day before saying, I want Ty Madden, but I don't think there's a chance that he would ever be there at pick number 32. And that was because he watched the College World Series. And since the memories are pretty fresh, tell me now that the dust has settled on your college career with Texas, tell me about what Ty Madden would consider the best game he's ever pitched.
Ooh, I mean, I think stuff wise, my best start was Houston early in the year this year. But as far as like, biggest game and clutch was probably the second game against Mississippi State in the World Series or the Super Regional game against USF.
You ended up as Pitcher of the Year in your conference. Was that a goal for you? Did you have any goals going into the season?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of my individual goals and had a bunch of other goals. And I was pumped. It was an honor to get that award.
Dan O'Dowd, the former general manager who's now on MLB Network, he was doing a conversation with Henry Davis, who was picked number one overall by Louisville, and he asked him this question, and I loved it. So I'm going to ask you the same one. What would your Longhorn teammates say it is like to play with Ty Madden?
Oh, shoot. I don't know what they'd say. I'd hope they say it was good and fun and that I was a good teammate. But I can be brutally honest sometimes. And I think they respect that.
sometimes the only way that we get better is when we get that honesty and that feedback that we need. I mean, where does that come from?
I think it's just from what I want other people to do with me. I mean, I don't want people to beat around the bush, like tell me the truth. And so I treat people that way as well.
We're talking to Ty Madden here on Road to Detroit. What's your earliest memory of why you love baseball?
I don't know. I'd say it was kind of constant. I can't name one memory, but I was a catcher growing up, and that was kind of where my love for the game developed and why I do what I do. And I caught until I was like 16 and until I grew too much. But just being in command back there and learning from behind the plate was something that really built my love for this game and kind of started my progression to who I am today.
What benefits having been a catcher help you now as a pitcher?
I think it kind of helps me like know what I want on the mound, if that makes sense. Like I've got a better idea of how I want catchers to set up for visuals, but obviously it's been a long time since I've done that. So towards the end of high school, when I was making the transition, that it kind of helped me with that. And just like being the competitor on the field, I feel like you have to have a presence catching, and that kind of carries to my presence on the mound.
I guess the inevitable question is, how much do you miss hitting? How much do you miss taking batting practice and hitting in games?
Well, I do still take batting practice. That's kind of something, not on the field, but something in the cages, that it's something I love to do. And I got a bat at Texas, and they let me swing with the hitters every now and then. And I'd stay after and take some soft toss just because I feel like it keeps me athletic. It's fun. And it's something I enjoy doing.
How much work goes into staying athletic with your size? Because you're a big guy. I mean, you're 6'3", 6'4", 200 plus. I mean, athleticism doesn't come as naturally to bigger guys.
No, yeah. I think it's something I definitely have to work on, and I'm going to have to work on still and constantly for the rest of my career, and just staying flexible and increasing my balance and agility. And it's something I spent a lot of time at during quarantine and with Texas with our strength coach over there.
Well, now you're in the Detroit Tigers system. Ty, I didn't expect to be having this conversation with you because I didn't expect the Tigers would be able to pick you. So it works out. And, you know, I'm sure you've had people tell you this over the course of the past week. Everything happens for a reason. Considering where the Tigers are organizationally from a pitching standpoint, I think you nailed it. I think you pegged exactly what this organization is. The one thing that they have done well over the course of the last 5 years is develop pitching. So you are in good hands. It sounds like you figured that out already. Congratulations on being picked. Can't wait to see you on your way up to the Tigers minor league system. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Road to Detroit podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That is the Road to Detroit podcast presented by Carhartt.